Today I'm speaking with Professor Paul Garner, the coordinating editor of the Cochrane Infectious Disease Group here at LSTM. Paul has over 20 years of experience assessing the effects of healthcare and health implementation. Professor Garner, welcome to the podcast. Could you explain what a Cochrane review is, just for the general public and also for the scientific community?
Yeah, thanks, Carla. A Cochrane review is a specific sort of systematic review. It is a systematic review that is published electronically and is an output of a large collaboration of over 20,000 people worldwide that got together about 20 years ago to try and sort out health and medical care in relation to systematic reviews, because up to that point, people had spent an enormous amount of time doing primary research about the effects of healthcare, but hadn't invested the same scientific methods in producing the summaries of that. So this group said this is a scandal, and that it needs fixing. And so it was an organisation that came together around all aspects of healthcare. We've just got one little bit of the picture that we help coordinate from here. These systematic reviews are different from other publications because they're published entirely electronically, and they use standard methods that the whole collaboration has produced, and they are updated over time. In other words, as new trials appear, these are incorporated into new editions of the review that are then published. The other critical point about Cochrane reviews is they are very clear about interpreting the evidence in the light of the quality of that evidence, which not all reviews do.
Interesting. Thank you. And I think you said it involves a lot of people, thousands of people. Could you just touch on some of the players that help inform these Cochrane reviews?
So the main group of people producing a review are the review team. So the review team are critical to the process. The review team consists of several authors. They need people with topic experience, understand the topic. It needs people with statistical knowledge and methodological knowledge. So this group of people need to get together. The authors of these reviews need to be fastidious, careful people that are not highly opinionated. So highly opinionated people are complicated in systematic reviews because they tend to pull the interpretation of the results in the way that they think is right. So we're looking for people that have an open mind, often young people, because they have a lot more open minds than old people.
I'm not going to comment on that.
No. So that is the review team that commit to producing the review. A review may take, on average, 18 months to 2 or 3 years. These are pieces of research. Constantly people think that these reviews are like you used to do in the past. You can do them in an afternoon on the bus home. But they're not. They're pieces of research, and they take as long as primary research does. There's also teams of people that referee, edit, and provide technical input. So the thing about the Cochrane collaboration is that it's a very supportive organisation and tries to help people get things done rather than put things in the way. It's an organisation that encourages collaboration and not competition.
Thank you. So some of the reviews you've been involved in have had direct consequences for actually how we use health and how we implement healthcare in both the UK but also in endemic countries. Can you just give us a couple examples of some of these reviews that have led to outcomes that are a bit more tangible?
One of the early reviews Christian Lengler from the Swiss Tropical Institute did brought together mortality studies in impregnated mosquito nets. And those individual studies were encouraging in their effect on mortality, but when they were combined in a statistical meta-analysis, showed a very clear impact on child mortality and provided a very substantive evidence base, a solid evidence base, for investing in that intervention.
And as then, did the WHO use that when they were educating the communities they were working in, or how did that get passed on to the country?
Well, it basically, that kind of information helps justify to donors investment in the programs. Mm-hmm. But you're right, in the sense, if a systematic review comes out with a 20 or 30% reduction in mortality, this is a very tangible bit of information that can be expressed to users of this intervention to say that it works. So I agree with you. One of the things that systematic reviews do is demystify the science behind these things, because it boils it down to simple outcomes that people can understand.
And one of the other reviews you worked on deals with deworming, and I've heard that it's a little bit of a controversial issue right now. Can you just touch on that?
Yeah, the certainly reviews that are in line with current thinking are very popular reviews because they support what the scientists are thinking. The deworming review is a review that I personally have been working on for over 15 years, and it raises questions about the investment in a policy of deworming every school child in Africa, and asks whether the evidence is sufficient to justify this huge investment. And that has not been popular in some areas, because there's a lot of people that consider that it is a cost-effective intervention, and a lot of people are working hard on this. So because there are so many current investments in this area, it is quite challenging to people. So it's created debate. It's much better to create debate than have no debate at all and be ignored. So I think the debate is a constructive one.
And another one of your studies that actually did lead to maybe a more positive, not to say that deworming wasn't positive, but a more tangible outcome for childcare was the oral rehydration salts.
Yes.
Study that you had done.
Yeah, that was some years ago, and it was at a time when researchers were asking the question of whether the sachets used to rehydrate children, the little ORS sachets, had too much salt in them. A number of trials had been done, and these trials had compared what was then the normal strength solution with a weaker solution. But it's a small difference, and the differences in the trials was quite, it was ambiguous about, it wasn't very clear, there wasn't a clear message. But the meta-analysis done by Siokin Han, with support from us, showed quite clearly that the solution with less salt in led to less vomiting in the children and fewer children requiring intravenous drips putting up. Mm-hmm. So it was obvious that this lower salt solution was better. And within 18 months, that led to a change, a global change in the ORS formula. It was our new results coming out of a meta-analysis across the existing trials. So it's an example of a systematic review helping produce new knowledge by aggregating and bringing together statistically the result from several trials.
That's a really interesting study, and the impacts are seen for the last, now what, 20 years? So
yeah.
Very exciting. Well, I think that wraps up our time with you. Thank you, Professor. If you would like to get more information about Cochrane Reviews or some of the work that Professor Gardner is working on, you can visit his staff profile at the LSTM website. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kyla.